Iran students stage first large anti-government protests since deadly crackdown. More than 1,500 Venezuelan political prisoners apply for amnesty. Final missing Lake Tahoe skier found dead. 5 days after avalanche, NASA astronauts' moon mission delayed due to rocket issue. Divers recover bodies of 7 Chinese tourists from bottom of Lake Baikal. Willie Colon, trombonist who pioneered salsa music, dies aged 75. Giant tortoises return to Galapagos Island after nearly 200 years. Israeli strikes kill at least 10 in Lebanon, officials say. Family of Palestinian-American man killed in West Bank demand accountability. Killing of nationalist student leaves French far left in deep trouble as elections loom. Anna Murdoch Mann, writer and former News Corp director, dies aged 81. Katsayes Manon to take temporary hiatus to focus on health. Trump says he is considering limited military strike on Iran. Avalanches kill 5 in Austrian Alps, officials say. Italian toddler dies after transplant with heart burned by frostbite. Tumblr Ridge suspects ChatGPT account banned before shooting. How football is helping girls fight against forced marriage. How will Trump's new global tariffs work, and what's next? From Venezuela to immigration crackdown, Project 2025 provided Trump's roadmap. Once mocked for being tacky, this Korean music genre is making a comeback. Palestinian Authority in dire straits as Israel's hold on West Bank deepens. Civilians to soldiers, how 4 years of war has changed ordinary Ukrainians. Catch of the day. Pictures from spectacular Nigerian fishing festival. Iran's motorcycling midwife and rights campaigner is star of Oscar-tipped film. BBC inside press briefing as Trump criticizes Supreme Court tariffs ruling. Giant tortoises return to Galapagos Island after nearly 200 years. Why haven't more Americans faced charges in the Epstein case? Watch the day Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was arrested. Flying oranges. Italian town celebrates carnival with historic street battle. Trump says Indo-Pacific energy meeting to be held in Tokyo in March. Blizzard warnings issued for New York area as storm heads to East Coast. India, Brazil sign mining pact as MATA targets 20 billion trade in 5 years. UBS sets bold 6,200 gold target as Middle East tensions rise. Macron says Supreme Court tariff ruling shows it is good to have counterweights to power in democracies. Berkshire-owned PacifiCorp pays $575 million to settle U.S. government's wildfire claims. Trump tariff reversal could cut costs for U.S. energy firms, but will likely leave broader flows unchanged. Oil prices slip slightly, but set for solid weekly gain on U.S.-Iran jitters. Analysis: U.S. and Iran slide towards conflict as military buildup eclipses talks. USDA defends $12 billion subsidy amid farm economy challenges. 3 key earnings reports for this week to keep the AI trade alive. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Honeywell may walk away from Johnson Matthey Catalyst deal. Bloomberg reports JP Morgan says it closed Trump's bank accounts a month after Jenny. 6 attack indigenous protesters occupy Cargill's Santarém port terminal in Brazil. Vanda Pharmaceuticals stock surges after the FDA approves its new bipolar eye drug. TXNM Energy clears regulatory hurdle. EaseFERC greenlights Blackstone merger deal. CoreWeave's B-plus rating leads to Blue Owl's failed $4 billion data center financing. UBS analysts see steady execution at Walmart based on Q4 results. Analysis: Supreme Court checks Trump's expansive view of executive power building permits show unexpected. Drop indicating economic slowdown. New home sales surpass expectations, indicating strength in housing market. Stocks jump after U.S. Supreme Court rejects Trump's tariffs. U.S. new home sales fall in December. Inventory declines. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index shows slight increase. Fails to meet forecast. U.S. business activity growth slows in February, S&P Global says.